This is Tobin with the Stock Marketing Now podcast. Stop marketing and do this instead, right? What is the this? Of course, you have to listen to the end of the broadcast to hear the answer on that. Today, I'm going to answer a question that I've been getting recently. I want to share the answer with you, and it might change how you think about reaching the audience of your clients and customers, or at least your potential clients and customers, folks that you want to engage with. So here's the question, and also related to this, here's the mistake that I see some folks out there making that they would want to know that they're making this mistake so they can correct it. You're going to have to bear with me through a little bit of morning math, if that's okay, but I think it will be for a good purpose. So the question I've been getting is, how often should I email my clients, my list, my audience, my potential customers, how often should I be reaching out to them? And specifically, this question was grounded in a conversation around email newsletters, which you guys know I'm nerdy about, right? I love email newsletters because they do a bunch of things for us, particularly if they're done right. Now, I'm not talking about traditional newsletters. Nobody wants those. Nobody needs more of those. If you ask me right now to sign up for your newsletter, my eyes will roll back in my head, right? But we're talking about that flagship newsletter that's a curated newsletter where you're sharing all your good, valuable stuff. And if you find examples of people who are doing this right, you'll see what I mean. Those are the kind of emails that you go looking for because you know the good stuff is inside. So going back to the question, how often should you send that? Because yes, there is some work involved in putting those together. If you use an efficient process, you can actually really do what you do on a day-to-day basis, which is we all read the news. We all stay up to date on things that we care about. And if you work that process the right way, you can inject it into your newsletter. So we can make it much easier. In fact, for our clients, we send on a weekly basis. And this question was prompted because folks who are thinking, well, what if I just send it on a monthly basis, right? That seems like a lot of people have a monthly newsletter. Doesn't that make more sense? It's a lot less work, which means a lot less cost. Doesn't that get the same effect? So let's walk through this because this is important for you to understand from a numbers perspective. Imagine if you would, and if you have a pen and paper, that would be ideal because you can actually see these numbers, but write down the number 1,000. We're going to say that you have 1,000 subscribers. Now, I don't know if that number seems really small to you where you're at, or maybe it seems like a big number, but we're going to use 1,000 because it's easy math. We're going to make this very easy on ourselves this morning. But imagine you have 1,000 subscribers on your list that you want to communicate with. You want to build the relationships. You want to nurture and bond with these folks because they will become your clients and customers once they're ready, right? People buy when they're ready, not necessarily when we're ready to sell them. So imagine that you're mailing in a traditional way, sending out traditional email. You're going to see somewhere between 10 and 20% open rates. Right, 10 and 20% open rates. We will cut it right down the middle. We'll say 15% just to average it. We don't want to go high. We don't want to go low. So 15% open rates. That means that when you send out your, in this case, we'll start with a monthly newsletter. You send it out once every month. You're going to get 150 people who will actually open up that email and see that newsletter. Okay, the next month, another 150. And the month after that, 150 may not be the same 150 people, or it could be a core group of people who are paying attention to you and others who never open. But all the same, you're getting roughly 150 opens on that monthly newsletter. If you do the math, you take that 1,000 and you divide 150 into that 1,000, we know that you're getting a little bit over 150 goes into 1,000 six times. So basically, over the course of a year, that means that you are touching your people. They are seeing your message. They're seeing your information. You are top of mind with them a couple times a year. And my question to you is that enough? We know in marketing, there's a general rule called the rule of sevens, which is you should be touching people. They need to be touched at least seven times before they make one of those buying decisions. Because, you know, when we first hear about something, it's not even in our awareness, so it has to capture our attention. Then we have to decide if we're even interested in it. And then we start to go into decision-making mode. We're weighing out the advantages and disadvantages. Is this a fit for me? So those multiple touches work with people to move them through that process. Very few people see something and immediately buy it. It's just not, tends to not be how human beings are programmed, right? So again, going back to that question, if you're sending your newsletter out on a monthly basis, are those 12 touches, one to two touches that you're getting on each of your subscribers over the course of a year going to be enough to get them to that place where they're ready to do business with you? My guess is probably not. That's why we send monthly, because what have we done by going to a monthly format? If you take out maybe a couple of weeks, if the holidays are in the middle of the week and you don't really want to send your newsletter, but let's say you do it 50 times, right? Now we're seeing a much different, we're getting many, many more touches. The big question folks ask is, if I'm going to send every week, what am I going to talk about, right? And that, again, is the beauty of taking the curated newsletter. You take the curated form, which is you're sharing the good stuff, and it may be your own. Like if you're a content creator, if you do videos like what I'm doing right now, sharing information that will be useful for you. If you create content for folks, of course, that should be injected strategically into your newsletter. But if that's all you send to people, what does that position you as? It positions you as an expert on you and what you talk about and what you do. You are an expert in your space, and that's what people will know about you. But if you share information that your audience wants to know about, so what is in their world? It could be a local market, so you could be talking about what's going on in your city if that's relevant to your business. It could be an industry. For example, I work in digital marketing. So I very often share stories about what is happening with email and in the digital marketing space, things that are interesting to me, and that I know specific subscribers in my audience will find value in it too. That now positions me as a voice and an authority, not only on what I'm doing, but what's going on in the industry. That's how you create value for other people. And interestingly, I was talking with one of my clients last night. We were having a conversation, and he was actually looking at his analytics. And what came out of that was he was looking at his open rates and things like that. He was over 40%, right? So way over double industry averages. And that's typically what we see with curated newsletters, what I like to call the flagship newsletter format, because when you start becoming a voice of the industry, people look for that. It's a resource. It's valuable to them. And it answers that question, not only in email, but in all your interactions, of creating something worth talking about. You have to be conversational with folks. And of course, that is the punchline of this podcast. Stop marketing to people. Stop trying to sell them on stuff. And start a conversation instead. Because when you have a conversation, good things are going to flow. You can talk about what's in that newsletter. You can talk about what's interesting. You can share resources, and you can be relevant to that person. Because if all you're doing is putting in front of them a message that says, hey, book a call with me, set up an appointment so I can, like, I don't know about you, but my first thought when I see that call to action, which is book a call or set up an appointment, that's a sales call, right? That is a sales appointment. And none of us need more of that in our life. Now, maybe if we're very close to making a purchase decision, we are prepared and we want that sales call because we're looking for specific details to make sure it's the right decision for us. But if it's a first encounter, or if you're building and nurturing that relationship with folks, you're not giving them value by offering them a sales call. You're asking for something. You're making a withdrawal from them, not making a deposit. Does that make sense? So increase the frequency, go from monthly to weekly. And the reason why, one to two touches a year to put you top of mind is just not going to be enough. But if you're top of mind in the inbox on a weekly basis, now we can really nurture and bond with those folks. We can create relationships and conversation that wasn't there before. Stop marketing. Stop trying to sell. Start a conversation instead.